So in your paper and in many of the papers that we reviewed, you get a lot into the immunology of HCC, but also what I thought was really interesting was, quote, the immune landscape of the liver. So can you take a shot at kind of going through some of that?
Yeah, of course. So a lot of people don't realize that liver is actually a very, I would say, immunological organ. You know, macrophages, the cells that basically eat up the trash, for instance. You know, believe it or not, the biggest source of macrophages in the body is the liver. The second point is, you know, everybody talks about the microbiome. We know that, you know, all, and I, you know, just let me use trash, you know, everything that's coming from the intestine, from the small and large bowel, is going through the portal vein and then filtered in the liver. And this is all being done by immune cells. So on one side, you know, the liver has to do a lot of cleaning there. On the other side, we do know that the liver is actually very tolerant. We do liver transplantation, and some of the patients undergoing liver transplantation, you know, don't need immunosuppression after a long period of time anymore, which is very different to many other organs. Heart, for instance, heart transplant, you know, the patients require way more immunosuppression than the liver. So this is counterintuitive in the context of cancer, because the liver is considered to be an immune-tolerant organ, keeping everything quiet and shut. But at the same time, now we see that in the context of cancer and HCC, we can activate immune responses and kill tumors efficiently.
Could I follow up on what you were saying about the microbiome? Because I was kind of flashing on something that Keith Flaherty from MGH mentioned to me in an interview a while back about that interface in the bowel and the liver where the bacteria is, and that as a potential site where immune therapy might be causing toxicity. Any thoughts about that?
You know, that's a very interesting field, interesting question. There are many people working on this. And to be honest, we don't know anything from patients. And, you know, any of these studies have to be confirmed in human and in patients. We do have animal models where we mimic this. They are highly artificial. We use either germ-free mice that are grown up without any bacteria in their environment, or we use antibiotics to treat them. So, you know, we have to take this with caution. Yes, but it is correct. There are many studies, not in HCC so far, which suggest that the microbiome can affect the outcome both of chemotherapy as well as immunotherapy. And it's hard to believe why this would not take place in the context of HCC.